Hi, this is Jeff Brandler. I recently found some vintage Brandler bits that I'd love to share with you. Today's episode, I never thought I'd be sitting here, tells the story of people's initial reaction to attending therapy. It also provides an insight to some of my thoughts and feelings about my place in helping people start their journey in terms of getting better. I never thought I'd be sitting here, starting now. In the 27 years that I've been a therapist, I've seen many, many people. Some have been forced by various powerful people, jobs, courts, spouses, or parents. Many other clients have come to therapy voluntarily. Initially, all people who attend are understandably nervous. They have so many questions. What do you want to know? Where should I start? Should I lay on your couch? Are you going to be able to help me? Do you have any experience with couples? Do I have to tell you everything? My situation is so weird. I can't possibly tell all of this today. Over time, people get more comfortable. The things that they can't talk about, they end up talking about. The questions that they initially have become statements. The statements become questions, but not for me. These questions are reflective, hypothetical, and rhetorical. They ask these questions in order to probe into their inner self, as they examine their own thoughts, feelings, and motives. This process is typical of most clients that I've seen over the years. It's how change starts. In the past few weeks, there have been a run of people who've been saying the same thing. It's a pretty obvious thing, too. They look at me directly with great eye contact, in a calm voice, with little or no emotion, and say, "I never expected to be in a therapist's office. I never expected to be sitting on your couch. I could have never seen myself talking to a shrink." These comments are not alarming. They are not hurtful. They are not meant to demean me, my colleagues, or other people who practice psychotherapy. However, these comments took me by surprise. It's not like everybody in the world goes to therapy or even understands what therapy is. I recently spoke to a branch officer at a bank who had no idea what a psychologist does. Her confused look told me she had no clue what happens in a therapist's office. When talking about what I do, I might as well have been explaining nuclear fission and dissecting atoms. I began thinking about my reaction to the "I never thought I'd be here" statement. The people who made the statements based upon their upbringing would not qualify for the "I trust everyone" award, nor would they qualify for the "I'm really in touch with my feelings" prize, or would even remotely think of therapy being part of their disposable income. Clearly, they would spend money on other necessities of life, such as gym memberships, massage memberships, and other important grooming items. So the question is, why did this surprise me so much? The answer, not surprisingly, has nothing to do with the people who said them. It has to do with how I see my profession. It has to do with my gratitude for the field of psychotherapy. Each and every day, more specifically, each and every hour, I recognize that I have the privilege of hearing the intimate secrets of people's lives. I can hear and participate in their pain, their joy, and their sorrow. I get to be part of the celebration of new relationships, engagements, marriages, and births. I get to participate in new jobs, recovery milestones, and new cars. On the flip side, I am part of the sad parts of life, the deaths, the losses, the marriages that end, the infidelities, the relapses, and people's scary revelations of their pain from long ago. I am also party to people's confessions of their secrets, and all of the guilt, shame, remorse, and self-loathing that that entails. This is the material of a year's worth of television shows, but for me, this is a day in my life. My work contains all of these events, and at the end of a week, I marvel at how fortunate I was to have a role in it. I also marvel at how, after 27 years of hearing about the roller coaster of human emotion, each hour is still as fresh as when I was the inexperienced newbie, hoping and praying that I'd figure out how to help the next person who walked in the door. To hear the "I never thought I'd be here" phrase reminds me of probably what I said to myself the first time a client walked in and said, "I have this problem. I hope you can help me."
Well, thousands of clients later, I still say the same thing. I never thought I'd be here, seeing people and helping them make change in their lives. I'm grateful for the opportunity to help people make qualitative changes in their lives, and grateful that I can see each new client from a fresh perspective. I'm hoping that for the next client who states, "I'd never thought I'd be here," I have the same response and the same ability to examine my reactions to their statements.
Thank you for listening to today's Vintage Brandler Bits. If you would like to contact me, the easiest way to do so is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. We will be back with more Vintage Brandler Bits coming up in the weeks and months to come. Take care.